KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A member of Vinanda's policing forum is urging parents there to take a more active role in monitoring their children's behaviour. CPF Chair Mongeni Pua says this includes not turning a blind eye to crime, adding that parents should also be prepared to report their own children. He's been reacting to Friday's police shootout in the area where five suspects wanted for crimes including murder were killed. Pua says while the circumstances are unfortunate, with crime on the rise in Inanda, officers are sometimes left with little choice when dealing with heavily armed groups. He says it's typically young men who are involved in these incidents.
Community leaders should call parents to speak to them about their kids, because during the day they act like they reprimand their kids, but at night they defend them and let them sleep home and wake up and continue to commit crime. The parents don't report their children to the police when they come back with things that they've stolen. They come home with televisions, car and other things. If parents don't report their kids to the police, it shows that they support their behavior. The parents must work with community leaders. They cannot rest while we are not resting because of their kids.
Now, police have arrested a man for allegedly running a fuel theft scheme while pretending to be an Etekwini worker. The city says he was nabbed after a tip-off from the Municipal City Fleet Directorate. Newswatch's Sakane Mhlongo reports.
Etekwini says the directorate raised the alarm on the scheme, saying municipal vehicles were filling diesel more than 10 times a day. An investigation was launched by the city's Integrity and Investigations Directorate. Officials found that the suspect had duplicated number plate and city branding to make four private vans look like official vehicles. He allegedly visited over 15 stations daily. The vehicles were fitted with a 750-liter fuel tank. The diesel was stored and resold. He was caught red-handed with assistance of Metro Police and security company Reaction Unit South Africa. Tsakane Mhlongo, East Coast Radio News Watch.
And Saudi Arabia is urging the international community to step up efforts to find a political solution following the United States' military action against Iran. The U.S. launched strikes on three Iranian nuclear sites, with Donald Trump labeling the operation a success. Israel's prime minister has praised Washington. Iran's called the attacks outrageous, with state media reports saying the key underground bunker at Fort Doe wasn't badly damaged and will be restored. As Saudi Arabia voiced its concern, the Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency has also issued a statement. He says he's convening an emergency meeting of the board tomorrow. Meanwhile, Iran's launched a series of retaliatory strikes towards Israel. Footage on social media shows a large building in Tel Aviv has been destroyed. Israeli officials say 23 people were hurt. Our lead story, a member of Inanda's policing forum is urging parents there to take a more active role in monitoring their children's behavior. That's from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.